Mountain View County, the county's Agricultural Service Board, ASB, had a busy and productive 2021, including preserving agriculture lands and working with stakeholder partners on numerous projects, according to a report submitted to council. During the October 13th council meeting, councilors received annual reports from boards and committees of council, including the report written by ASB Chair Brian Roger. The ASB is made up of county councilors and appointed members of public at large. It advises the county and province on agriculture-related issues and concerns. In his report, Roger gave an update on the ALUS and REAP land preservation and enhancement programs. ALUS projects for 13 producers were approved so far this year, impacting 2,423 acres of riparian wetland and upland areas, he said. Funding was approved in the amount of $82,094, with requests totaling $101,363. Areas of focus for the ALUS program are preserving and establishing trees in areas of low concentration, reclaiming alkali or marginal soils to natural stands, increasing and promoting pollinator habitat, reclaiming marginal cropland for buffering around streams and preserving potholes and wetlands, he said. Two projects for a total of $4,600 with requests totaling $6,867 were received and approved under the Riparian and Ecological Enhancement Program. 16 participants took part in twine collection program, resulting in the collection of a total of 74 bags. Twine was shipped on a consolidated load from Lethbridge to Minnesota, with the product pelleted and sold as a binding agent and used in roofing material, car parts, decking and flower pots. This market changes with demand, he said. Partnership with Alberta Conservation Association continued in 2021, with activities including invasive plant webinars, site visits and funding collaborations along the Dog Pound Creek, he said. Collaboration also increased with cows and fish in 2021 due to additional funding available through the Eastern Slope Initiative, he said. This has included educational riparian site visits, field days, funding collaborations and riparian health inventions on projects, he said. Another partnership was with the Sarcee Fish and Game Association through the construction of wildlife housing for ALUS participants, with 53 henhouses installed in the county, he said. The board also hosted numerous delegations throughout the year to get different perspectives on current and up-and-coming issues as well as new technology for the agriculture industry, he said. Council received the ASB annual report as information.